Illumination. Business. My. How does business benefit from my illumination? How does business benefit from who and what I am? Well, all of life is business. Business is not just a matter of making money. It's not a matter of making products. It's not a matter of manufacturing. It's not a matter of selling. It's not a matter of marketing and merchandising of things. Business is life. I'm in the business of living. I'm in the business of being myself and having fun. I'm in the business of doing all the things that make my life into an exciting adventure, more wonderful than I could ever imagine. Because I'm in the business of being that which I am the majority of the time. Now, what do you do with your business? When you go to your job, you go to your work, you go to your business, you spend the majority of your time there, at least 8 hours, minimum almost of 8 hours at your business. And what are you doing at your business? At your business, you're doing your business. You're doing whatever your business entails, whether it's selling or building or making or buying or doing anything at all. Now, what is our business in life? What is the most important business you and I have to conduct for ourselves? Our most important business is to be ourselves and have fun. Our most important business is to live a dramatic, fulfilling, dynamic, wonderful life that we find enjoyable every single moment. We find it enjoyable from the time we get up to the time we go to bed, and we dream about it when we're in bed. And we are always doing business. Now, what is business? Business is that which I spend all of my time on, the majority of my time on, every single day. And the business I spend the majority of my time on every single day is the business of thinking. Yes, I might be manufacturing something. I might be working in a business as a musician. I might be working in hundreds of thousands of different business types, but all of them are thinking. All the businesses that I am engaged in, or that any person is engaged in, is the business of thinking. What am I thinking? Now, we always know and report thoughts or things, that every thought we think about, we bring about in our world. And if our business is thinking, and if we're bringing about in our world our business, what sort of things are we thinking? What sort of ideas do we have in our mind that we would like to demonstrate and that we would like to express in every area of our being? What sort of thoughts do we have? Do we have thoughts of love? Do we have thoughts of peace? Do we have thoughts of happiness? Do we have thoughts of joy? Do we have thoughts of goodness? Do we have thoughts of love? Do we have thoughts of success? Do we have thoughts of wholeness? Do we have thoughts of right action? Do we have thoughts of peace? My goodness. Those are all thoughts. That's true. Those are all things that we are thinking about. That's true. And we're thinking about them every single moment of our life. Now, are we going to categorize these thoughts in ways of saying these are thoughts of happiness and these are thoughts of sadness, these are thoughts of success and these are thoughts of failure? Are we going to categorize these things and say that's how they work in our life? Or are we going to say all my thoughts are for my highest and best? All my thinking is for my highest and best. All my thinking, all my thoughts are my ideal for myself. What is my ideal for myself? What is the ideal thinking that I do for myself? What is the ideal dreaming that I do for myself? What is the ideal that I say to myself that I like me? What is the ideal that I say to myself, I am a success, I am happy, I am filled with all of the abundance of the universe, the wholeness of the universe. I am the ideal being. I am the ideal one. Oh, those are interesting thoughts, aren't they? Now, how do we train ourselves to think ideal thoughts, to think worthwhile thoughts, to think thoughts that are going to benefit us, that are going to bring about in our life all of the wonder and the magic that we would really like to have? What is the business of our thinking? The business of our thinking is that we think good things for ourselves. We think beneficial things for ourselves. We think ideal things for ourselves. If any thought ever goes through my mind which is not beneficial or ideal for me, I am wasting my time. If any thought goes through my mind at any time that tells me that I am less than magnificent, I best discard that thought. I best take on the thought that I am ideal, I am successful, I am great. I have the ability in my business to do whatever type of thinking I want to think. If I am a merchandiser and I am selling product, and I think that there's competition, I think that there's problems, I think that there's things to worry about, well, then I'm not thinking about my product. I'm not thinking about selling my product. Number one, if I am in business selling a product, my statement to myself is, I am the ideal salesman. I am the ideal product salesman. I have the ideal product now. I have the ideal product now. And as I say that, then I have confidence in myself. I have confidence in my product. I have confidence in everything that I do. As I begin to speak my word and begin to realize in my business, I am the best. Now, when you're playing tennis, you play tennis with another person. And your playing tennis is to receive the ball and return it, receive the ball and return it, receive the ball and return it. Now, it doesn't matter whether the other person is a good player or a bad player. If the other person is a bad player, and he doesn't always get the ball to you or whatever, are you the best player you can be? Do you make the game look good and make him look good as a bad player because you take the ball that he serves and you return it in a most skillful, dynamic, beautiful way? Are you playing the game for yourself? Are you playing the game in your best standards as your quality is as an Olympic champion? Are you the best that you can be? If you ever worry about what the other person is doing, if you ever worry about how the other person is handling their game of tennis or how they are handling their business or how they are doing anything, you will limit yourself from being your best and having fun being your best and being the ideal businessman. Now, the ideal businessman delights in competition. He delights in seeing other products. He delights in everything, but he delights most in his own product. He delights most in looking at his own product and saying, it is the best, it is the finest, it is the best. And then he sells it. People take their product and improve their product to make it more desirable, but it has to be desirable to themselves. First, they sell it to themselves. First, they create it. They bless it. They manufacture it. They design it in such a way that it is something they like. And it isn't necessarily something that the public wants. If you're only manufacturing something because you want it to sell, then you have the wrong theme going for yourself. If you manufacture anything because it delights you, It makes you feel good. It makes you feel that you have created something very wonderful. And then you go out and you show it to the world, and the world buys it. You don't sell it to the world. You show them your baby. You show them your delight. You show them your toy. You show them your thing, what makes you so happy. And all salesmen who have ever had dreams and took their product and said, this is the greatest product, not in competition, not in comparison, only this is the greatest product. I love it. Oh, I play with it myself. I enjoy it. And everybody he knows, everybody he meets, will want his product and will want it now. And as they want it now, they will have it now. Yes, we have illumination in our business. And the illumination is to be illumined in who and what we are. For that's all that matters. And when we do that, we will be the ideal business person.